What this means is that the God nature in you has the capacity to move in many levels of growth and service, whether your personality knows it or not. By awakening your personality to its highest awareness, however, growth is even swifter. Because of the Creator's intention to raise your beautiful planet and its life forms into the fourth dimension, those of negative and evil ways will not be permitted access to this finer mansion. That is why it is so critical that you become the servants of light and lovers of God. In this awakened state of consciousness or knowing, it will be impossible for the unloving to exist. For God is light, and unless you are awakened, there would be too much light and not enough darkness at your level of consciousness. Have you not been blinded sometimes by a light so bright you could not open your eyes to it? On a grander scale, it is of this I speak. Those who love can tolerate and use the light, bit by bit, as they become accustomed to its intensity. Those who lack love cannot. It is a physical actuality of which there is much proof if your scientists were open to comprehending it. Meanwhile, you may have to accept this truth based on your own inner knowing. That is what plagues this planet free will. For you are always open, then, to doubt. The show me and I don't believe it until I see it to your doom. Not that you should automatically accept whatever is said, but you should be willing to create a system by which your human personality can find out the truth. And only through meditation is this feeling possible for most earth dwellers. When you hear a statement, you must use your inner knower, your teacher and guide, or Holy Spirit, to solicit the truth. What a comfort to know that God is available. But then you were told we would not leave you comfortless. Do you understand this means you have to build that light bridge from your physical to your spiritual self through prayer and meditation? It is in the silence with your soul, in the quiet with God, that your conscious awareness comes home. The establishment of communication between your physical body, in the third dimension, and your greater light body, in the fourth dimension, is the link each of you must choose to make of your own volition. No one can do that for you. Unfortunately, the human personality often goes astray by its refusal to meditate and draw close to its source, and never establishes a spiritual connection. I urge you to make this communication link possible for yourself through daily meditation, as well as during one weekly group meditation wherein you share love and the information you receive with others. Support will be critical to you in the days ahead, I assure you. Would you not wish to have a higher communication link if your earthly systems of telephone, radio and TV become damaged or inoperative? But, beyond that, do you not wish heavenly guidance and love? I wish to repeat for all to remember. You, the citizens of Earth, hold peace or destruction in your minds and hearts. Unless a majority of you commit to this goal of peace and place every ounce of energy toward its accomplishment, the heavenly realms cannot. By the Creator's instructions to us, do it for you. We will assist totally, but humanity must bear the results of its choices. Humankind may choose to hurt itself, but other life forms will not likely allow the hatred, violence and war to permeate beyond your boundaries into space, which contains more life than your tiny minds and eyes can grasp. Be warned, then, that all weaponry which you allow your governments or military personnel to use against your own nations, Mother Earth, or in space, is a cause which will bring terrible effects. This cause and effect action is a universal principle by which you live. Therefore, choose in love, let love be your cause. God's grace, or forgiveness, is not a free pass to do as you please without a change of heart intention. It is a pardon for past events and a new love awakening, a fresh attitude of joy and peace. It means our wills are joined for the Creator's purpose and glory. Therefore, forgive yourself and others and free the frozen energy that holds anger, fear and guilt in place. Stop the weaponry. Surrender the attack and defend point of view. Take spiritual command, love core, and change the negative beliefs on earth. Let love guide your destiny. For you are the light of a new day, a new and golden age. But, dear ones, you already know the truth. You were created in love and with wisdom. You were, and you are, the designated caretakers of the earth. This was the task that brought you here. As caretakers, caregivers, you came here to be God's love crop, a universal orchard of joy and beauty, even as the planet herself gives of her fair bounty. By your fruits be known, then, it is harvest time. Let us feast together on the shared splendor of unified love and peace. In the Great One's name I certify this common cause, this common spiritual venture, for all who select it. And with that immense power I touch your soul, rekindling your embodied state of conscious awareness. When your tiny heart expands to the greatness intended for it, and when your tiny mind expands to encompass the gigantic nature of life in God's many universes, you also will feel the love for each precious creation. Only as you expand your horizons even beyond the thing you love most dearly will you grasp a hint of the truth lying beyond your temporary blindness. Come. Receive the immense gift that awaits your awakening perception. Not only will your little soul grow, but in combination with the other awakening souls like yourself, you will build a firm foundation and sturdy bridge to traverse the dimensions and planes and purposes of creation. Be willing in your heart and mind to leap forward, not to crawl in the mud any longer. Be willing to fly and reach areas of experience that this new intention and strong commitment bring. Beloved of God, remember your identity. Be the caretakers of the planet and then, one day of the star life beyond. Sense your origin as the light, as universal love, and make that reality your very own. You were given the opportunity to serve long ago, and time has wended its weary, violent way into the present moment, the now of your experience. Will you settle for this imprisonment among your limited desires and attachment to illusions? Illusions which trap your consciousness into continued powerlessness and depression? You have a saying upon the planet. Now is the hour. Beloved of the One Family. Your hour is now. Step forth from your death chamber and taste the providence of light, dear ones. A divine and glorious world needs your presence. Hear God's clarion call to move forward in that vast love core needed to reclaim the planet for its holy birthright of peace. Then receive your blessings as this love you share overcomes all negativity and thoughts of war forevermore. Peace is possible by your example. Then let us march together in perfect union to achieve the purpose for which you came. In God's eternal name, let this mighty achievement reign on earth by your love and service. Peace be yours. Amen. 1994-1995 comments. As you clearly observed today, dear ones, there are still many wars and you have not achieved a permanent moratorium on underground hydrogen or nuclear explosions. Also, you have gone further into space without a spiritual discussion about why you are doing this and without committing to a declaration of rights and responsibilities concerning your explorations and settlement intentions. Since April 1994, you have been given higher vibratory frequencies of group consciousness to help examine your purposes and to design a pattern for earthly behavior that is consistent with your soul purposes as caretakers of the Earth, your solar system, and the galaxy beyond. It is still incumbent upon you to heal yourselves of negativity like fear, hate, and greed, lest you carry them aloft as baggage of communicable and deadly diseases. Then let love and wisdom lead your way, beloveds, as you stop the weaponry and heal your destructive tendencies. You are not only the caretakers of planet Earth, but since July 1994, you were required by Archangel Michael to be more fully cognizant and nurturing in your solar system and galaxy, as well. Then know that all your teachers and guides are requiring your cooperation in recognizing and implementing your planetary, solar system and galactic relationships and responsibilities. Please meditate upon this and go forward to share the message, find the solutions and experience the joyful satisfactions. I love you and support your willingness to be present-day disciples. Be happy in serving our Creator. P23, who are you? Is there anyone alive who has never asked, who am I? No. All of mankind asks, who am I? And many remark, why is that question never answered for me? My entire life is lived in this constant query which whispers deep inside me, in some submerged identity, seeking to surface but somehow beyond my ability to hear or grasp. Who am I? You repeat. Who am I? What is this thing called life all about? What am I doing here anyway? Is it just some cosmic joke, a meaningless excursion of a few years' duration in which I may do exactly what I want? Or is there truly a purpose I can know and accept which gives meaning to all of life? Something I can know is accurate. So your questions are the questions of all of human beings. These: who am I? Dot. Why am I? Dot. Where am I? Dot. What is life all about? Questions must be answered by giving some structure in which this experience called life can be held. Otherwise, you feel lost and abandoned without hope and security. For what does humanity need more than anything in this present time but peace and the security of a future without war? The certainty that life goes on no matter what happens? Because I am your world teacher, I will attempt to give you enough cosmological information to place all of these questions into a believable context for the average technologically oriented mind to grasp. Surely you recognize it could not be told 2,000 years ago because humanity was ignorant, not ready. Now, if I am to be useful to you as your world teacher, along with so many others who draw near the earth these days to assist mankind, I must stretch your imagination and get you to see a wider creation than what your little minds presently comprehend. For when I appeared on earth as that one called Jesus, humanity was totally ignorant of mechanical things and had no communication devices as you do today that could spread an understanding of what life is really all about. Humanity, then, was ignorant beyond description and well known as the dark planet of your solar system and your universe. Little light existed, and there was nothing of the mental understanding I could use to explain the working of God's 12 universes. And so my examples and illustrations were all given simply to open the human heart to God, to love, and to the necessity for peace above all, which is the highest form of love, is it not? What could I say to a simple person about the workings of not one, but 12 universes? Or about 12 living planets and their life forms, each as a separate aspect of God's purpose in this solar system? And so I chose examples that would remain in the subconscious mind to be understood later, and I chose 12 disciples to represent the characteristics of God which humanity must learn and balance. There is always symbology in the race consciousness as it moves into higher levels of growth. Humanity is limited now, but it once used this earth as a mighty and glorious residence of immense beauty and love. Now see it as we see it. A place of darkness of the spirit. A place of war and hatred. A place where humanity has allowed its own fears to be expressed through military and governmental leaders who take fear, ignorance, and evil out to hurt your own living Mother Earth, and then into space where you endanger other beings you cannot see but who also have life and eternal relationship in the great oneness of all creation. You were babes, indeed, and I could only hint, 2,000 years ago, to that morass of the unawakened, about your former greatness and spiritual evolution, out from, and back to, the Creator. I could speak only to you as the adult member of its family speaks to a cooing infant. Now that you are beginning to crawl, however, I have a reverse problem. For now you have crawled into the scientific and technological arena without the proper love nature required before it is safe to explore such information. Your mechanization has outdistanced your soul. You are like an armed bomb ready to detonate by the next great negative thought. Oh, you are probably saying, I am not like that. I pay my taxes and go to work every day and tithe to the church and do good deeds.